Well, we've almost come to the end of another episode of Naked Oceans, but before we go, let's catch up with another marine expert and ask them if they were a marine critter, which one they'd be and why. Here's our critter of the month.
I'm Kevin Hardy, Scripps Institution of Oceanography. If I could be a marine critter, I would be a holothurian. I think that's a great sounding name to begin with, but they're also cool little animals. They run around and they have different forms. Some look like flatfish. Some look like caterpillars. Some can swim through the water column. They look like nudibranchs. You see them occasionally solo walking around by themselves. Other times they're in herds. So I just think they're cool. What's exciting about them, I think, is just their behaviors. They seem very placid, very calm, kind of totally unlike who I am. But they range a bit. They seem to get along with each other pretty fine, come in brilliant colors. We've seen them on the Sea of Cortez. We've seen them offshore. Pretty much anywhere you go, and certainly in the deep ocean, on the trenches, they're down there.
That was Kevin Hardy from Scripps Institution of Oceanography describing the bizarre but ultimately pretty beautiful holothurians, also known as sea cucumbers. And you'll find lots more marine critters at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans.
Well, that's it for this month's ancient episode of Naked Oceans. A huge thanks to Paul Wignall, Ken McNamara, and Kevin Hardy. Until next time, we'd love to hear from you, so keep in touch with us on Twitter. We're at Naked Oceans, or send us an email. The address is nakedoceans@thenakedscientist.com. You'll find info about this month's show and all the others at thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
Naked Oceans is produced by the Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at saveourseas.com.